Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women of Wisdom, everyone. Today I'm blessed enough to have one of my she-heels on, who I have been following on and off since, I don't know, over 2 years. And her name happens to be Louisa, and she happens to do one of my favorite hobbies, which I haven't had done in a very long time. And one of my favorite hobbies is, when I get the chance to do it, is have my astrology done. Because for those of you who are interested in astrology, oh man, it's really unique to every single thing. And that being said, I have just been told by Louisa that we actually have a new moon tonight, and Louisa's offered my listeners, if you go to a website, which I have listed below in this podcast, she's offered my listeners her new moon recording. And so let me bring Louisa on and have her take it away.
Hi, Wynn. Thank you so much for having me on. I feel like we've been friends online for a long time. I know you say you follow me, but we've chatted a little bit.
We've chatted, and we've done all that. But my first question to you is why? Why did you start your businesses, and why did you get so interested in astrology and all that stuff? Because I talk to coaches all the time. They have never been interested in astrology, and I would think that would be the key to the coaching business success.
Well, my interest in astrology, if I look right back through my life, I was always interested in it. But, you know, I would always read about sun signs, that kind of thing. And I would look at what boyfriend's sun signs were and the like. But I didn't really understand how in-depth astrology went until a friend of mine introduced me to astrology by just doing my chart for me as a gift, and she kind of got me hooked. And that was, oh wow, that was about almost 30 years ago. And she did my chart, and she bought me a couple of books as a gift as well. And I taught myself how to create charts. That's before I had a computer program to do it, so I would do all the math and create them by hand. And for many years, I read book after book, and I did charts for my friends and their children and things, but it never kind of occurred to me that I don't know what I thought being a professional astrologer was. You know, I didn't, just never registered that it would be for me. And then when my husband's work brought us to the United States about 7 years ago, I got involved in the coaching world, and about 3 years ago, I kind of had this big awakening that I had a friend who uses hand analysis in her coaching, and it's a similar tool. You know, they guide people at both astrology and hand analysis, and I thought, why can't I combine my love of astrology with my coaching skills and take that out to the world? So
I have been talking to coaches for a long time, and they say, look within the person, figure out what the person is. But astrology plays a huge key in what we end up doing with our life. Excuse the cough, but astrology plays a huge key in what we land up doing with our life. I mean, I live with a Scorpio, I'm a Cancer, and my dad's a Scorpio who I live with, and my mom was a Cancer up until the day she died. And so he completely acts like a Scorpio. I completely act like a Cancer. It's like, oh my. This is funny. And so my second question is, other than working, what is your favorite thing to do?
Well, I have very, very varied interests, but a lot of it revolves around spending time with my husband and two daughters and our family. I'm very, very family oriented, but I love to travel as well, and luckily we do it as a family. Studying more astrology, really.
I knew you were going to say that. So that's how you spend your spare time, is either with family or traveling or studying astrology. I knew you were going to say that. And so what do you think that people should look at when it comes to astrology-wise, if they want to do it for the first time for themselves?
For themselves? Well, it's a very vast subject. But, you know, if they really want to just do a little bit of investigation for themselves, there's a site called astro.com where you can create your own chart. So it makes it a lot easier than when I started. And, you know, there's a lot of beginner's astrology books. There's even an Astrology for Dummies book, you know, that kind of gives you the basics. I mean, the real art, though, is kind of combining it all in the chart. And, you know, I've been studying it now for nearly 30 years and I'm still learning. But to find the basics, you can go and do your own chart. Astro.com is a fabulous site to do that.
Okay. And what is your favorite book that you would recommend to all my listeners?
I'd actually recommend a book by one of my teacher's teacher, because I did take some one-on-one lessons to really deepen my craft. And his name is Stephen Forrest, and there's a book called The Inner Sky. He makes it very easy to understand, and some of the books are very deep and complex, but for a beginner, The Inner Sky is a fabulous book.
Okay, so we're talking about not necessarily Astrology for Dummies, but the next level up.
Yes. I mean, you know, if you want to...
I can't believe you would mention Astrology for Dummies. I just can't believe that. Louisa, stay away from the Dummies series.
They're actually pretty good books, the Dummies books. My friend works in the publishing house, but I don't write the title myself.
Oh, God. It's like, oh, God, they have iPhones for Dummies. They have publishing a book for Dummies. Now they have Astrology for Dummies. Learn something new every day. But we're actually talking about the next level up from that book, although, as Louisa and I have been laughing and chatting, Dummies books are filled with insight information, and if you can't seem to find Stephen's book, look at the Dummies book. I can't believe I just said it myself. Oh, my God, here we go again. And so, what would you say to all my listeners who are stuck astrology?
I would say, you know, it's you need to find a good astrologer who tries to make it the message understandable, really, rather than trying to understand it. Because I believe you have to have a certain kind of brain to really understand astrology in depth. There's a lot of kind of numbers and math involved that puts a lot of people off. I do have a free Facebook group called Louise Eddington's Cosmic Connections, where, you know, I do give daily advice and I talk about the energies that are happening now. I don't read people's charts in that group, but, you know, people start to understand a bit more by following my posts and start to understand how the energies affect us on a daily basis. And one of my passions is to help people to work with the energies as they're happening now, rather than just do a personality description of your birth chart. I study and practice evolutionary astrology, which believes that we are here to grow and evolve. And I like to show people how the energies now are pushing us to, or pulling us to do that. So.
Amen, sister. You have to work with the energy now. I mean, you can't work with a Cancer sign or Scorpio or Pisces completely. You just have to work with the energy around you, and then work with the sign.
Yeah, exactly, and work and see how it affects your chart. That's my job. It's to help people to live more in alignment. And you know, I help a lot of entrepreneurs. You know, to guide them in their work, and it just answers every question to me.
And I know, and I'm going to say this loud and proud on Women of Wisdom. I know because of my astrology sign. Now, granted, I am on the cusp of Gemini and Cancer, though I act more like Cancer than I do with Gemini. But I know with my astrology sign, and tell me if this is correct, that I don't sleep during full moons. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I mean, the moon rules the sign of Cancer. So, I mean, a lot of people have trouble sleeping under a full moon, but Cancer
Okay. I read that somewhere, and maybe it's an old wife tale. Because Cancers are the emotional signs too.
Yes, okay? Yes, they are.
So,
yes.
Oh boy,
I would like to say though that we're all more than our sun sign. Our sun sign is kind of our core energy, but we all have. Say a moon in a different sign, in Aries, we'll have Venus in a sign, and you know, it's a whole kind of, well, map or blueprint of your soul, really, all the planets in different signs and in different places in your chart. So yes, most of us will exhibit a lot of the qualities of our sun sign, but there's a lot more to us like that, or we'd all be very similar, and life would be really dull, to be honest. I didn't realize
Cancer. See, I learned something new every day on Women of Wisdom. I didn't realize that all of us could have different aspects of our signs in different places.
Yeah, we all are made up of every single sign more or less degree, depending on the placing in your chart. And that is where the skill of an astrologer really comes in.
Yay. I learn something new every day just talking to an astrologer. I mean, it's like, oh my God, now I've got every which way going underneath my sun sign. And what is your favorite sun sign to work with?
Really, I don't have a favorite. I can honestly say that. I see good qualities in everybody. Because I have a very positive, optimistic attitude about life anyway, and I'm a Sagittarius. I have four planets, including the sun, in Sagittarius, and Sagittarians are notoriously optimistic, so I tend to see the good in all people, so I couldn't really pick a favorite, to be honest.
You can literally pick a favorite sun sign to work with, and, oh, God, I find that Cancers are so driven and so damned and determined, if I put it mildly, to get things absolutely perfect that it gets on other people's nerves. It gets on other people's nerves because I act more like a Cancer. And so, please tell me, am I nuts in saying that that Cancers are very driven and determined?
They're very driven to initiate things and get things going. Yes, I've never really seen them as perfectionists so much. That's more Virgo, but maybe you've got some.
Okay, well, driven, determined to get things going, I am. Oh, I am, and it drives people nuts, and it's one of the tendencies I have to let go. I mean, my team said to me this morning, let's be honest, you like to help. You like to step in where you're not welcome, and I've been told that for years, and so that's that's why I wanted to ask you that question today. I'm like, I'm going to ask Louisa, is this part of me or is this part of my Cancer or is this part of me having a physical disability? What is this? Because
I suspect you probably have some Virgo in you as well, some quite strong Virgo for the perfectionist part.
Yeah.
And regarding your disability, you know, I see that as probably part of your chart as well. You know, if I read your chart, I'm sure it would show up as part of your life's path, you know, to learn through your disability. And you obviously have done. I totally admire you.
And teach others about disabilities, not only my own, but teach others about Down syndrome, about dyslexia, you name it, I pretty much teach it. And if I don't know something, I go look it up. I mean, I finally had to go look up Down syndrome to find out the exact definition. And otherwise, I ask a doctor who knows more than I do. And I land up teaching people about disabilities because we're all not equal. We're all not equal. And that's other sun signs are not equal either. So, what is your, when it comes to sun signs, people with?
Oh, my favorite is to work in depth with people, really. I do one-off readings, but I prefer to work with people longer term because I find that there's so much information in a one-off reading that people need guidance afterwards to help to implement the advice I give of the things that come up in their chart. And I prefer to work, you know, over the course of a few weeks or months. And that's why I started the mentoring circle, the Be In Tune circle you're a member of. I wish you'd come on the calls. And because I want people to learn to just really move with how the energies are working in their charts. And I want to help people through times of real transition and difficulties, because we all need support in that. And they're kind of my real focuses. I work mostly with women, and I just want women to be the powerful beings they are and let go of a lot of the constructs of society, you know.
God, I am actually, those of you who have been listening to me rant for over a year now on Women of Wisdom, which will be eventually changed to Wind Women of Wisdom. It's already changed to Wind Women of Wisdom. I just haven't got the logos all organized and all my stuff organized to make that change. But anyway, for those of you who have been listening to me go on and on and on, and my guests, including Louisa, I am actually going to be a college freshman again as of August, and then I'm going to be working on my doctorate degree in special ed, so we think.
Wow.
And then,
congratulations.
Thank you. But when Louisa said I work with people in huge transitions, or small transitions for that matter, I would highly recommend you guys take up on her offer, because of getting the call recordings, of getting the call recordings of New Moon tonight, and work with her, because she really knows what she's doing. I mean, she said, she's really passionate about this. And not only is she a world-renowned astrologer, she's also a business coach, and I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, a life coach as well, or just business?
Yeah. Well, I personally don't think you can separate life and business. So, as an entrepreneur,
amen to that. Amen. Life. My business is my life. My business of having Palsy is my life. I've made it my life passion, and I can't believe I just admitted that on Women of Wisdom. But see how we go. I admit that my passion in life is having cerebral palsy. Thank you very much. I finally released something on Women of Wisdom that was waiting to come out of me since 2006. And so I think it's time, as I make this huge transition, that even though I've fully accepted my cerebral palsy, that I think it's time for me to declare that my business is fully focused around my life and the life I want to lead and the life I am leading. Which, Louisa, it's been a great honor having you on Women of Wisdom and on my show and talking to you in depth and more. And as I said, you're one of my she-heels, and I hope that people go to your website and understand you and why you're so passionate about life and why you're so passionate about business coaching and why you're so passionate about astrology.
And the life coaching too, both. And I'd like to thank you for having me on. And could I extend an offer to your readers?
Yes.
Listeners, not readers.
Go ahead.
I recently spoke at quite a major event. And as part of the event, I offered my A year's membership in my Be In Tune circle is $500. But for anybody that joins my circle after listening to your broadcast, I would like to offer a one-hour personal one-on-one session as part of that membership. That doesn't normally come with it. They just tell me they found me through your show, and they'll get their reading as well.
You're going to make me cry now.
Oh.
Okay, you're going to make me cry. Because, okay, where's the tissue box? But that's, people have made me cry what they have done for me and what they have done for Women of Wisdom. And as I said, to those of you who listen to this show in archives, listen to it, leave a review on iTunes. It will make me very happy. And then to those of you, it automatically filters into iTunes, so you don't necessarily have to come to Blog Talk and look at it. You can subscribe to Women of Wisdom or Win Charles on Air or Win Women of Wisdom. And there's two different feeds, one for Podcast Garden and one for this show, but they're both in iTunes, so you don't necessarily have to go to these sites to get them. And this has been amazing. And I appreciate the author, and I appreciate having Louisa on my show.
Oh, thank you so much, Wynn. I really appreciate you having me on, and it's so lovely to talk to you. I have complete admiration for you and the books you write and all the work you do as well. So.
Thank you. And I hope you guys enjoyed that fascinating episode. As I said, my life is about having cerebral palsy and succeeding with cerebral palsy. And for those of you who've listened to this podcast over the years, over a year, and let's keep it going. Let's keep it strong. Right now I'm in the midst of changing everything and housing it under one website after a long time of having two different websites, but that's in the works right now, and I'm so happy to do this and do it for my listeners. Thank you, you guys.